Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. How are you, everybody? Glad to be back in the saddle again. It is Monday. Today is a little proof of life. Today is Monday, November 8th, 2021. And what else is new? At least 50 shot and 10 killed in Chicago over the weekend. As the big argument in Chicago isn't how do we save black men from killing each other? How do we stop a black genocide? How do we save the city from black-on-black crime? The big issue is, will the policemen stay on the job or will they all be fired or quit because of the vaccine mandate? Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, keep in mind, as there's a black-on-black genocide and all these people shot each weekend, keep in mind that if the cops are forced to retire, if the cops are forced to quit, if the cops are fired, guess what? There's going to be nobody left to police the town. You thought it was bad now. Wait until all those cops are gone. You know, nobody can quite put their finger on it, but they know that the country is screwed. They know it's all gone bad. They know America is gone bad, and they, you know, you better start realizing it's Democrat cities controlled, blue cities controlled by Democrat politicians. Everything is bad. Everything is wrong. And now we got a guy running the country who's a Democrat. Joe Biden, who's literally a madman. He's got, you know, nothing between his ears. He's a, I'd like to say a mentally ill misfit, but he's not. The people behind him are communists and mentally ill misfits. But he himself is just brain dead. He's got dementia. There's nothing there. And he's not running the country. In my opinion, Obama is running the country, along with Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett, and George Soros is putting up the money, and the Chinese Communist Party is calling the ultimate shots. And so this is what you get. Remember, Obama is a Chicago commie, and that's what you've got with Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, and that's why you have a black-on-black genocide, and that's why they're more worried about firing cops than they are about hiring cops. They're more worried about defunding cops when they should be triple funding cops. And the city's out of control. And then you have people like Kamala Harris. She's a real brain surgeon. If Kamala Harris had not spread her legs and laid on her back for Willie Brown, I don't know where she'd be right now, but I know she wouldn't be vice president of the country. She wants to know over the weekend if black trees matter. VP Kamala Harris asks NASA, as in the space shuttle, you know, agency, if it can track trees by race for environmental justice. She asked NASA if it could use its satellites to track trees by race in various neighborhoods as part of environmental justice to combat climate change, leading to many to ridicule the VP online and giving rise to Black Trees Matter hashtag. Harris serves as the chair of the National Space Council, and she visited the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, to see vital climate science work. What does NASA and the Space Flight Center have to do with climate science? It's unbelievable how stupid this all is. She says, I truly believe space activity is climate action. And she's seen interrupting a presentation in order to share her woke inquiry. Here's what Kamala Harris said. Can you measure trees? Part of the data that you're referring to as an issue of environmental justice, can you track by race their averages in terms of the number of trees in the neighborhoods where people live? I mean, this woman is a... GOP strategist Matt Whitlock wrote, I can't get over the fact that environmental justice and trade equity are real phrases Democrats use. Reads like parody. I thought it was a Babylon Bee headline. Turns out it's our totally serious vice president, wrote Republican congressional candidate Leon Benjamin. Glad she has her priorities straight. This clip illustrates perfectly the worth of diversity, wrote Darren Beatty, a former Trump speechwriter. Yeah, exactly. She was picked to diversify the ticket. She has no talent. She has no skills of any kind. She just was picked because she's a black woman. And she's really not even American black. She's half Jamaican, half Indian. It's unbelievable. It really is. We got a President Biden who needs pee pads, and we got a vice president who needs knee pads. There's your ticket. It's pee pads and knee pads. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life, that these people could be running the country, and that could be the reason why the latest polls are out, folks, and they are shocking. A new poll shows Kamala Harris has the lowest approval rating in recorded history, 28%. Everybody knows what I'm saying. Everybody knows. It's not Wayne Root saying it. Everybody knows she was on her back and she was on her knees with Willie Brown, and she freed Willie. Free Willie! She freed Willie's Willie. And that's how she became a politician. That's how she got her first jobs in politics. That's how she wormed her way up to district attorney, and then to attorney general, and then to U.S. senator, and then to vice presidential candidate on the ticket that stole the election and rigged the election and wound up as vice president of the United States. It's the most incredible story in world history. And now she's got the lowest rating in the history of the world. So it's apropos. 28%. Remember, everybody hated Dick Cheney. I still hate Dick Cheney because I hate his daughter, Liz Cheney. Everybody hates Dick Cheney. And so in the last year of the Bush administration, when Bush was the most unpopular he'd ever been, Dick Cheney's popularity in polls was 30%. Kamala Harris is now 28%. She is the lowest rated vice president in recorded history of the United States of America. And don't think that gives a pass to Joe Biden, because while her popularity is at 28%, Biden's popularity plummets to 38%. And this is from a USA Today Suffolk University poll. They're not exactly known for being unbiased. They always trend towards Democrats. They always oversample towards Democrats. Now let's think about this for a minute. 38% of America or so, really 40, is just always going to vote Democrat. When they wake up in the morning, they're going to vote Democrat. They're complete ignorant morons, or they're illegal aliens, or they're ex-felons, or they're welfare addicts, and their whole life is being a Democrat. And as long as the EBT cards and the welfare keeps flowing and the food stamp keeps flowing, they're always going to vote Democrat. When they wake up, no matter what happens, it could be a nuclear attack caused by Joe Biden, doesn't matter. They're going to vote Democrat. That's 38%, 40% of the country. That's where Republicans start out on day one. There's always 40% against us. And so when you realize that Joe Biden's at 38 and Kamala's at 28, when they've already got 40 just by waking up in the morning, basically that means nobody in America likes Joe Biden except for dyed-in-the-wool, pathetic, lame-brained, mentally ill, moronic, illegal alien Democrats. Anybody who works for a living hates Joe Biden. Remember that TV show everyone hates? Was it Raymond? Everyone hates Raymond, and then there was another one with Chris Rock. Wasn't it Everybody Hates Chris? Wasn't that? Yeah. Everyone hates Raymond. Everyone hates Chris. But everybody really does hate Joe Biden, and if you think that's bad, everyone really hates Kamala Harris. I'm telling you, 40% of America likes a politician because they get their EBT card. 40% of America likes a politician just because they're black. Obama, Kamala. How she's at 28% is beyond my comprehension, because that means a large percent of the complete ignoramus morons out there who vote Democrat automatically without knowing anything about the issues. They're brain dead. They know nothing about the issues. And a large portion of them doesn't like Kamala Harris. And that's why she ran for president and got no support. None. Zero. Right? She couldn't even get black people to support her. Nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. Zero, zilch, zip. And it's continued as president. They all realize he needs pee pads, she needs knee pads. You can't have people who are running your country with knee pads and pee pads. These two are just the worst pair in the history of the earth. And they got there by rigging the election. That's it. And if you wonder why people are so upset, this kind of, here's a few articles that sum it up. We'll get to all of them in the next segment. Right now, I'll just give you a few headlines. One of the world's largest investment firms now needs permission to hire white men. State Street Global Advisors needs permission from their diversity board to hire white men. It's not that they can't. They haven't yet outright banned hiring white men. Gee, how nice of them. You could still do it, but you need permission of the women and the blacks and the Hispanics, no doubt illegal aliens, sitting on their diversity board. And you wonder why people are mad. You wonder why white middle class people don't vote Democrat anymore. And how about this one? Bioethics is moving in an increasingly radical direction. One recent and recurring theme is that biological men who identify as women should have a right to gestate, to obtain uterus transplants so they can become pregnant and give birth, probably via cesarean section. They've even conducted animal experiments towards this end. This is all about transgender women. This is sick. It's sick. You wonder why people are angry. The Biden administration considering shutting down a Michigan pipeline, drawing criticism and dire warnings as winter nears. When you're freezing in the winter and you don't have a match and the fireplace won't light and there is no more gas and there is no more oil and there is no more home heating oil, you know who to thank. Good old P-Pad Biden. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute for Patriot VPN.
Amazing.
Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold
Gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll-free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Joseph, my fan Joseph just sent an email, said, Wayne, knee pads and pee pads should be the title of your next syndicated column. Knee pads and pee pads. That's Kamala Harris with the knee pads and Joe Biden with the pee pads. Actually, it's more than pee pads. I'm sure all of you have heard this. I can't be the only one who knows. There is an absolute rumor. It's not a rumor. It's really been validated that Joe Biden crapped in his pants. Did you know that? Joe Biden made poo-poo in his pants while meeting with the Pope at the Vatican. There was a bathroom poo-poo emergency, and the Secret Service had to rush him to the bathroom and change his diapers. I swear to God, I'm not kidding you, that this is all over the media, all over the conservative media. No liberal media will ever let it out. But it's just like before the election, one of his staffers quit, and she told a couple of interviewers that Joe Biden wears diapers, and they were all petrified that in the middle of a debate with Trump, he was going to pee on himself. So they had to make sure the lectern is in front of him, and he never steps out from it. You'll see his wet pants. And nobody picked up on this. Nobody seemed to notice it except me. You know, Joe Biden wears diapers, and he poops and pees on himself. That's the president of the United States. And my fan Joe, Colonel Joe, retired Colonel, United States military, he says, he just texted me. He says, Kamala's 28% popularity is inflated. I think the real number is more 10 to 15% at the highest. They graded her on a bell curve, and they were gracious. Can you imagine? Nobody likes this woman. Nobody. Guys think she's a joke. And women, of course, don't like women who hang on their knee pads to get jobs either. So nobody likes Kamala Harris. And keep in mind, I'm not just saying that. She ran for president, and she didn't get one single Democrat delegate, not one. She's the California U.S. Senator. She had to drop out before the first primary in Iowa. She never got to California. She never got to any state. She was that unpopular. And yet Joe Biden chose her to be his vice president because he had to have somebody black on his ticket. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. Now, you know I'm always talking about Sons of Liberty CBD, but this is different. Okay, when I work on my health and fitness, yes, Sons of Liberty CBD are great. I worked out 90 minutes in the gym today, and it's great to have Sons of Liberty CBD to kill all the pain. However, I've also started paying close attention to preventing illness. You know, that's been one of my favorite things throughout the years. I lost both my parents to cancer 28 days apart when I was in my youth. And so I've always studied nutrition. So vitamin D is right at the top of the list of nutrition. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. They never find out. This is where it gets really interesting. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. So many of you don't want to take a pill. Spray, done. Right under your tongue. You're done. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off of every product, including their vitamin D3 spray. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And use WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. So I mentioned all these polls that are out that show how unpopular Biden is and Kamala Harris. But Newsweek is out, Newsweek of all, liberal Newsweek, admitting that more Americans oppose Biden than Trump for 2024. Wow. It's unbelievable. And by the way, when they asked if they wanted Biden to run again in 2024, 64% of respondents expressed their opposition to him. That included 28% of Democrats. The majority of Americans expressed opposition to Trump seeking another term, but at a much lower level than Biden. So 64% were opposed to Biden running again, 58% opposed to Trump running again. And then as far as the congressional poll, USA Today shows Republicans beating Democrats by 8% nationally in the 2022 midterms, which is a huge number, one of the biggest numbers in history. Democrats are in so much trouble, which is why they need to steal and rig elections. Without it, they couldn't win a thing.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is touting the infrastructure bill that President Biden will soon sign. Buttigieg saying the legislation makes an historic investment in public transportation.
It's going to replace thousands of outdated buses with clean zero-emission vehicles and aging rail cars with state-of-the-art new ones.
He also insisted that his department will be on the lookout for fraud and mismanagement of federal dollars. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is continuing on Monday. Gage Grossenkrutz testified. He was one of the three men who was shot by Rittenhouse on the night of August 25, 2020, during the riots in Kenosha, that he was only shot after he pulled his gun on Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse on trial for allegedly killing two riders and looters. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allen Roots. raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. Energized Health is sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about Energized Health. If you spend any time listening to the show, you know. Up in about 2 weeks or so, I look great. I feel great. Thank you, Energized Health. I look years younger. I look so much thinner than I used to. And the irony is I barely lost any weight at all. I think I'm down like 5 pounds in weight. But I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat because of Energized Health. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. So, I mean, I look like Jack LaLanne, you know? Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or cut to the chase. Just join right now because you know you want to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat in only 88 days like I did. You know you want to gain 10 pounds of muscle like I did. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne sent you. So I threatened several times during this show that I was going to read you what AOC had to say. I finally have a little time to do that. AOC, as in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, the one who's 2 years removed from being a bartender. And I love bartenders. That's an insult to bartenders to compare her to bartenders. But on the other hand, I don't really think every bartender in America tomorrow should be a United States congressperson. My father was a butcher, and I love butchers, and I love my father, but I don't think my father could wake up one day and just be a congressperson. This woman is a communist, and she can't add up 2 plus 2. She thinks 2 plus 2 equals 12. She has no idea. She doesn't know anything about money, doesn't know anything about economics. She's the most ignorant person I've ever seen in my life. Like I said, it's an insult to bartenders to compare her to bartenders. Most bartenders are very smart people. They're like psychiatrists. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacked homeowners, saying they're hurting people that can't afford to own land. This comes amidst her good friend, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, another communist scumbag, having a bill out there that would strip property owners of their property if the federal government deems it necessary. So she put out a video, AOC, and she said it makes no sense that we are squeezing people that already cannot afford to purchase their own home for more money than a person who already owns land and is a land-owning member or a home-owning member of our economy. Ilhan Omar of Minnesota at the same time introduced a bill that would strip property rights from Americans. It's called the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act, which is a socialist dream. The bill would cancel all rent and mortgage payments, regardless of income or employment, throughout the duration of the pandemic. The bill would constitute a full payment forgiveness with no accumulation of debt for renters or homeowners and no negative impact on their credit rating or rental history. Folks, there's no other way to describe the things these people believe in other than pure Fidel Castro communism. If they don't like you, they'll just steal your house. If they don't like you own land, they'll just steal your land. And if you own a house or own land and you've got somebody on it and they pay your rent, they're saying you just shouldn't pay them anymore. Nobody should pay anybody anything. Except that's what makes America, America. So now you know why when USA Today asked 1,000 registered voters what they want Joe Biden to do. You know what the number one answer is? Resign. Resign, quit, retire. 20%. This is the new USA Today Suffolk poll. I talked about it at the beginning of this segment that Biden's at 38%, one of the lowest in history. And that Kamala's at 28%, but I didn't get a chance to get to this part of the poll. When they ask Americans what they want Joe Biden to do now, here's the important part. Number one is resign. Number one answer, 20%. And then comes all the things that I think are the most important issues in America. Economy, jobs, immigration, the border, COVID and COVID mandates, inflation, health care, right? Do you know what's last? What's last? Climate change, 3%. Nobody gives a flying F about climate change other than a few liberal extremists. I've said this for years and years and years. Nobody cares. On the list of the top 20, it's not number 20. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done? Approve 37%, disapprove 59%. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Kamala Harris has done? Approve 27.8%, disapprove 51.2%. So actually the disapproval is higher for Joe Biden than Kamala. A huge percentage of registered voters do not want Biden to run again in 2024. So all the way around, the news is very, very, very bad for Joe Biden. And here's why. Joe Biden explains higher consumer prices. People's supplies or materials that end up being on our kitchen table or in our fam, our life, guess what? They're closed those plants. I'm not misreading. This is what he said. Joe Biden is an idiot. Joe Biden is an old man with dementia. Joe Biden, you have to feel sorry for him. He's a pathetic old man who can't think anymore. Why is the price of agricultural products when I go to the store, why is it higher? He said. What, like, for example, if we were all going out and having lunch together and I said, let's ask whoever is at the next table, no matter how, whatever restaurant we're in, have them explain the supply chain to us. You think they'd understand what we're talking about? They're smart people, the supply chain. But why is everything backed up? Well, it's backed up because the people's supplies or materials that end up being in our kitchen table or in our fam, our life, guess what? They're closed those plants because they have COVID. This is what you're dealing with. They're closed those plants because they have COVID. And don't forget, Kamala Harris is the one who talks about black trees mattering. Right? She wants to know about black trees in black neighborhoods. Social justice of trees. These people are all insane. And they make up any rule that they want to suit themselves. So as an example, I, of course, think that vaccine mandates should not apply to truck drivers. They shouldn't apply to anybody. I don't want vaccine mandates for anybody. But I don't think you could just arbitrarily wave a wand and say they don't apply to truck drivers now, but they apply to everybody else. Because you know that if you applied it to truck drivers, they'd all quit. And there'd be nobody to deliver goods to the market, and America would go under. But that's what Joe Biden just did. And again, I repeat, I'm glad. He says truckers don't have to abide by the mandate. I'm glad. But what about the rest of us? Why would a trucker be different than the rest of us? Joe Biden announced that vaccine mandates would affect everybody. Right? But the latest news is being hailed by representatives of the trucking industry as a huge victory because, as of today, the Department of Labor has now decided that most truckers will not fall under the mandate. And if they do, they will have the option of submitting weekly negative COVID tests instead of getting the shot if they wish. Truckers hailed victory on Friday. And again, I'm on your side, truckers, but why should it be just you? It's got to be everyone. I mean, I can't think of a more liberal area in the world than Quebec, Canada. And I just saw an article. I didn't get a chance to print it out. Quebec, Canada, this week, just announced they're getting rid of the vaccine mandate. So how is it possible that we're adding them in the United States? It's because Joe Biden is so low in the ratings, so low in the polls. The Democrats know they're going to get slaughtered in 2022, and then they're going to get defeated in 2024, other than a rigged election. That's the only way they could possibly win. But they're assuming that things are about to go really bad. So they've got to smash and jam everything through now that they could possibly jam through. So truckers hailed victory after Labor Secretary Marty Walsh said in an interview that most drivers will be exempt from President Biden's vaccine and testing mandate. Why? I want to know why a trucker is different than the rest of us. I'm thrilled for the truckers. But everyone should now be exempt. they must have realized that all the truckers were serious and they were going to quit and there'd be no one delivered supplies and the whole country would go under. It just doesn't make any sense why you've exempted only truckers, except they're important. Under the Labor Department's announcement, not all truckers will be exempt. Those who drive with a partner in the cab or have to regularly interact with other people while loading and unloading will still fall under the mandate. There's no word about the waitresses at truck stops they frequent, particularly if the joint has fewer than 100 employees. But that's not the reason. Come on, we know the reason. This is about a supply chain crisis, and it's being driven by a shortage of qualified truck drivers, and goods are being tied up for weeks at the nation's ports and at other distribution points, and this is leading to empty shelves, higher prices, and massive inflation with the holidays approaching. And Joe Biden doesn't want to be seen as the cause of even one truck driver leaving the business, so he's giving truckers a free pass. But this highlights, as much as I love it, it highlights what's wrong with this country, what's wrong with this Biden administration. I demand the same rights as a trucker for all of you. We all have to demand the same rights and exemptions as the truckers. We're all essential to the economy. We all matter to the economy. We're sick of being called non-essential. What a joke. God bless the truckers. I'm glad for the truckers. But this has to be expanded to all of us. I'm no different than a trucker.
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Project, sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management. It works with vets, as in military veterans, to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And the Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside the veterans to remind them that they are important, whether it's to volunteer, whether it's to partner, whether it's to make a tax-deductible contribution. Please visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both military veterans and horses. I think it's wonderful. What could be more patriotic? Vetsandhorses.com. And what could be more racist than the American highway system? That's what Mayor Pete Buttigieg believes. He was on CNN. He was on CNN during a Monday press briefing. So that was today. And he was talking about roads being racist. This is not the first time Mayor Pete has vowed to do something about America's racist interstate highway system. He's got to get together with Kamala. It's a shame he's gay, because him and Kamala would make a wonderful couple. He talks about the highway system being racist, and she talks about trees being racist. The two of them together could just have wonderful sex together and just change the world. Trees and highways are racist. These people are freaking nuts. They should be wearing straitjackets, getting a kiss from mommy and a hug from daddy, and stick them in a rubber room. They're so crazy. And what was even more laughable is not just Mayor Pete Butthead from South Bend talking about the racist highway system. It's the seriousness of the exchange between a reporter and Mayor Pete. This was a real question by CNN. Who else? White House correspondent April Ryan. She asked if the Biden administration plans to deconstruct the racism built into America's infrastructure. And she said, can you give us the construct of how you will deconstruct racism built into the roadways? What? And Mayor Pete responded, I'm still surprised that had some people surprised. Boy, he talks like Biden does. It's the most confusing stuff I've ever read. When I point to the fact that if a highway was built for the purpose of dividing a white and black neighborhood, or if an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to the beach, or that would have been in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by. Huh? He argued that makes it obvious that racism was built into the road system. Is he trying to say that if there are black people on a bus and the tunnel is built low so the bus can't get through, that was done on purpose for racism? Couldn't the bus have white people on it? It's just, it's too low for the bus. What's that got to do with the color of the people on the bus? At this point, he said that there is racism physically built into our highways. At this point, CNN's Ryan pressed him on potential efforts to actually reconstruct communities this happened to. She said these roads were meant to be racist. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. I'm Stephen Miller, who is a conservative, tweeted out, "Please make our roads thinner and less racist." This is where the media is today. This is when Mayor Butthead actually seemed to agree that some overpasses and roadways might have to come down, as in some of the racist road work will get demolished. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. For example, Senator Ted Cruz wrote in response to the exchange, "The roads are racist. We must get rid of roads." We're all just laughing and we're dumbfounded that this is real. This has to be part of The Onion. It's got to be a parody. It's got to be Saturday Night Live. I mean, and I feel the same way about the way liberals think about everything. The San Francisco Chronicle, that's the big newspaper in San Francisco, readers were stunned when the San Francisco Chronicle asked on Friday in a tweet if residents should tolerate burglaries as part of city living and focus more on barricading homes. Should repeat offenders get rehabilitation or be incarcerated? And this is all about two men with long criminal histories got caught stealing bikes. What should San Francisco do about them? Whew. This is incredible stuff, folks. Twitter users reacted harshly. One said, "Can you imagine living in a city where barricading yourself in your home is considered a more viable option than just arresting burglars?" Here's another one. "Think about how far gone the city of San Francisco must be for its major newspaper to write the first sentence below as if it's a reasonable civic question." Here's one that says, "Posting this so people who never lived in San Francisco can see the insanity we're dealing with," said former UFC fighter Jake Shields. "I saw it was only going to get worse and fled a year ago, but I have friends who stayed convinced it will get better." It's never getting better, ever again. Cities run by Democrats will never, ever recover from what they've done in the last 5 years. 50 people shot, 10 killed in Chicago over the weekend. It's a black-on-black genocide, and they're worried about getting rid of cops because they're not taking the vaccine. This is the insanity of Democrats. They're worried about racist roads. Wayne Allen Root, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.